And this morning we're going to be affirming, appointing Pat Cook as an elder at Monument Church. Jesus, as the chief shepherd of his church, has given every local church the gift of under-shepherds who lead as men who will one day give an account to him and receive their reward from him. Today, you receive such a gift. Today, in the presence of Jesus, we're appointing Pat as an elder of Monument Church and commissioning Pat and Heather into this ministry partnership. You know, leadership is described as a gift in the Bible in Romans 12. But it's not without its complexity because we view it through the lens of our previous experience of leaders, don't we? In church or otherwise. Which means we might view a moment like this with a mix of joy and apprehension, or faith and suspicion. But this is why we take time to just pause and explain what this is and how we got here, because the Bible tells us not to lay hands hastily. That's what it calls this moment, laying hands to affirm what the gift of God has given us. So that means that even if a person is gifted and called, due diligence is necessary. Pat has effectively been operating as an elder for the past year and frankly longer in the church and even before he was in this church, just because of his shepherding gift, partnering with other leaders in this church to lead Monument in its growth and reflection of Jesus. He's proven himself faithful, wise, and courageous, a shepherd of Jesus and his church. His character and the character of his wife has been tested, his calling confirmed, and their leadership found worthy of following. Their lives have been submitted, open, accountable, and we have given you as church an opportunity either to affirm or raise concern about their character, their conduct, or their calling. And you have affirmed them overwhelmingly. It's been so great to receive the texts and emails from several of you who just said, man, what a beautiful thing. What an amazing couple. What a gift they are to this church. Because we don't have a lot of time, we won't provide an opportunity to say all of those things, but we actually had a beautiful time on Wednesday evening as we ended our fast. How many of you participated in some way in prayer and fasting over this week? Excellent. Love that. So good to pray and fast with you. We spent almost a half hour praying over them and encouraging them and prophesying over them, and it was such a beautiful moment. Ended by Pat just saying how much of an honor and a privilege it was to serve in this capacity. And so I'm just grateful that we've been able to process this together. There is a charge in the Bible in 1 Peter 5 that says, "So I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed." Glory that is going to be revealed. It's coming. It's coming. I long for it. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. I'd just like to invite Pat and Heather up, as well as our elders. We have Jim and Travis and myself. If you guys could please come forward. Our other elder, Pete Giglio, is not here right now. He is enjoying his birthday in Italy. So well done, Peter. But we as elders, and soon elders and wives and loved ones, want to gather around you And I just want to start by saying, here, you can look at them. Pat's like, where do I look? I just want to first charge you, as we, as elders, charge you, Pat, in the presence of Jesus Christ, to shepherd the flock that is under your care, to keep watch over the flock and your life as carefully even as you watch over your doctrine. We charge you to keep your head in all circumstances. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. By the power of the Spirit, we charge you to stir up the gift that is within you, that you may fight the good fight. Guard the faith and your conduct in love, in faith, in purity, and a good conscience. I am saying that on behalf of all of us who have gathered around this to charge you in this moment. And then to both Pat and Heather, we charge you both to guard your devotion to Jesus, to guard the intimacy of your marriage. And I just want to say something on that. The way that you guys have spoken to me about your marriage in transparency and accountability has given me so much respect for the two of you. You've been married for a long time. We can all learn many things from you about your marriage, but you are still growing in it and you still open it to us. And that has been an incredible witness and very humbling and an example to me. So I'm just grateful that you have done that. So guard the intimacy of your marriage, the health of your family, and be vigilant over the condition of your souls. All public ministry will be an overflow from your first priority, which is to delight in the grace of God. We charge you to pace yourselves so that the greatest fruit of your life is not just sacrifice, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And I just want to say very briefly, in honoring you both specifically, there's so many things I could say about you, Pat. What you've contributed to our team in this last year, what you've contributed to me. But one of the things that is just a standout is, in Romans 12:10, it says, love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. It's so funny. You could just say, and show each other honor. But it sets up a little bit of a contest, doesn't it? A little bit of a competition. And I feel like you crush me in this all the time. You show me honor. It makes me feel honorable. It makes me feel loved by God. It makes me feel grateful for the person I am. And you do that with this team as well. You honor this team ongoingly. And your humility means you don't worry about whether or not it's going to puff us up or give us big heads. You leave that to God. And you do your job. And I'm just so grateful for that. Heather, your gift of compassion and mercy is extraordinary. It is a gift to this church. And we need to hear more from you about what that looks like in terms of how Jesus administers his compassion and mercy into this church. And your prophetic gift is sharp and continuing to grow, even though it is so mature. I am always interested in what you have to say. You know that. I am not saying that in vain. I hope I've proven that, but I want to just continue to fling the door wide open. Because as we know, we believe that the office of elder is held by a man. But we would be remiss in not acknowledging the gift of Heather and also the fact that this takes both of them. For Pat to play his role and Heather to play her role, you are equally valuable in the body of Christ, and we're grateful to you. All right, so now I would like to actually say a pledge that we say quite often whenever we welcome in new members. And this isn't just routine or rote. This is something we believe deeply and believe is worth saying with our mouths. It's a commitment we need to remind ourselves and one another of. But today, Pat will be saying it for the first time, along with Jim and Travis and myself. So if we could get up the elders' pledge there, Abby. And because there's only three of us, guys, once from the top with feeling, all right? Father, today we stand in the humility of your Son, Jesus, who came to serve and give his life for others, rather than to be served. Jesus, we acknowledge that you are the chief shepherd of this flock, which has been purchased by your own blood. We know that we will one day give an account to you and receive a reward from you according to how we shepherd your sheep. We ask that the same Spirit who called us to this noble task would also empower us to govern with diligence, to shepherd with care, and to lead with courage. Amen. Now, I will ask everybody who is a member of Monument Church, only those who have said, I agree, I commit, because some of you are here and you're walking with us. You're wondering, is this where God has called me? Some of you will be welcomed into membership next week when we do it. But can I ask those members to stand right now as we all, as members, commit and recommit to this pledge? Okay. Father, today we receive these elders in the authority of your Son, Jesus. We recognize that though their task is humble, their office is noble, and we honor them as your servants. We receive their leadership with humility, their shepherding with trust, and their encouragement with willingness. We will submit to them out of reverence for Christ and make their work a joy, which will be for our good and for your glory. Amen. Amen. All right, I'll ask you to sit for one more moment while I invite Mary Thomas to come up and pray. And I'd like to invite also the elders' wives, as well as friends and family of Pat and Heather. We have the Schwarzenbergs, I know they've asked to come and join us, and Mike and Megan Wilson. You can leave the drums, Mike. We asked Mary to pray, and so she is going to do that now.
So it's the scripture the Lord put on my heart this morning as I was praying for our newest shepherd and the shepherd's wife from Psalm 19, Passion Translation. I'm going to make it a prayer. Yahweh's word, Lord, your word is perfect in every way. How it revives our souls. Yahweh, your laws lead us to your truth, and your ways change the simple into wise. Yahweh, your teachings are right and make us joyful. Your precepts are so pure. Yahweh, your commands challenge us to keep close to your heart. The revelation light of your word makes our spirits shine radiant. Yahweh, your decrees are trustworthy, and the fear of you, Yahweh, is pure and enduring forever. The rarest treasures of life are found in your truth. That's why God's word is prized like other prizes, the prize the finest gold. Your word shines brighter. Sweeter also than honey are your living words, sweet words dripping from the honeycomb. So may the words of Pat and Heather's mouths and the meditation of their thoughts and every movement of their heart be always pure and pleasing, acceptable before your eyes, Yahweh, our only Redeemer and our Protector. Amen.
And so now to the laying on of hands. Dear Lord, before you, we affirm and appoint Pat Cook to the role of elder of Monument Church. Lord God, won't you serve your body through this man and his wife, Father, as he seeks to glorify you with everything he says and does and even thinks. Lord, we affirm the gift that you've put on the inside of him, the gift of a shepherd and one who desires to serve you and to serve this body. Thank you, Lord God, for proving him through years of difficulty, through suffering, through things that have challenged him to the very core, but that have pushed him toward you. Father, I pray that it would be that same approach that would inform his ministry and identify who he is before you and define what he does with this calling that you have given him, that has come directly from God. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.